Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great job, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Matt Duchesne moving today to 4:30. Right now, Ian Rappaport at Rap Sheet on Twitter, NFL Network Insider, as well as Rap Sheet and Friends podcast, joins us. About turned Nashville upside down last night, Ian, when you broke the news about the quarterbacks. People had figured it was going to happen, but it was pretty jarring finally seeing it in print.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. I kind of felt the same way. I mean, to me, the only way you sort of delay announcing it, the only way that you kind of draw it out and have these discussions and meetings and, you know, certainly some secrecy leading into Mike Vrabel's press conference earlier today, the only reason you do that is if you're going to make an extremely delicate quarterback change, moving on from your, you know, franchise quarterback and having Ryan Tannehill come in and be the starter. It's the only way that happens. So I felt very strongly all Tuesday as I tried to nail the story down that it was going to be Ryan Tannehill. And still, as I was about to send that tweet, it was jarring because, you know, Marcus Mariota has been the face of this franchise for a long time. He's been the guy that they've praised, they've looked at as, you know, the guy who's going to help kind of lead them to everything. And now they're moving on from him. And I get it. I absolutely get everything about the decision. But still, it kind of caught me by surprise a little. But I was, it was a little jarring.
What is the national view of Marcus Mariota? I'm just curious because when his contract is up at the end of the season, he will be on the market. Is there a market for him?
I think there will be. I mean, to me, it seems more like a slash starter, earn a job, 1 year type role.
Yeah.
You know, certainly talented. Certainly has had some inconsistencies. Probably is more scheme oriented, so maybe will not be for everyone. But like, you know, I would say if you have a coach who come in and use his talents, could he come in to be the starter for a year and restart his career? Absolutely, I think he could. He's still young. I still think there's a chance.
And ultimately, both of the Titans quarterbacks are free agents. There's, you know, there's the matter of what happens with Ryan Tannehill as well. And I'm sure he and his representation and his family are well aware that there's a lot of money potentially on the table for him, depending on how things go.
Yeah, I'm slightly fascinated by that situation because, you know, for a lot of backup quarterbacks, you're a backup quarterback for a reason. For Tannehill, it's, you know, he's been successful. He led a team to the playoffs. He's not old. He's just been injured. And I think with Miami, it was time. It was just time. So to me, you know, that's why that situation happened. That's why he got traded. But there could be something here. There could be something that, you know, this investment could pay off and him ends up being their quarterback for the future. I have no idea. But this is not a situation like with, say, the Miami Dolphins, where, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to come in and you know he's not going to be the starter next year. There is a real chance that Ryan Tannehill is also the starter next year if things go well.
I mean, I could see the Titans going first-round quarterback and Ryan Tannehill as the starter next year.
Sure. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, if that's the case, on one hand, you know, it's unfortunate to have to choose a quarterback 5 years after choosing one, you know, one with the second pick because you hope you're done with that. On the other hand, I have to say, you know, the job that these Titans did in getting Ryan Tannehill was extreme. I mean, they did a good job. This was an extremely smart move. I think everyone knew that the Dolphins were going to release him. The Titans made sure that he didn't get released.
Right.
They got the Dolphins to eat some of his contract. They gave up some, you know, mid-round pick. In the trade, honestly, basically the same that, the Ravens gave up for Marcus Peters. And they got an incredible backup plan. I'm really impressed with this move that the Tennessee Titans did.
Ian Rappaport, our guest at Rap Sheet on Twitter.
Then there's the conspiracy theory, Ian, that that John Robinson's able to convince Tom Brady to come down here.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Well, I guess anything is possible, but to me, if Tom Brady played for anyone other than the Patriots, I would be unbelievably beyond shocked. I guess stranger things have happened, but I love a good conspiracy theory, but I don't see that one happening.
And meanwhile, the day that Marcus Mariota is ultimately benched in Tennessee, Jameis Winston, who they'll forever be linked together, Ian, had a completely horrible day. I mean, that could be the end of both of those guys for the franchise they play in the same week of games.
But look at the difference, right? So Jameis goes out and throws like 5 interceptions and obviously struggles terribly.
And fumble.
They're not going anywhere. I mean, he's not going anywhere. He's still the starter. I think they are still sticking behind him, probably because he's made more plays than Mariota has, but they didn't bring in competition for him.
Right.
They brought in a familiar backup who is really just a backup and hasn't played yet in the NFL. This is an incredibly different story. And I would say, right now, looking at it, the Titans probably have a better shot to turn their thing around than the Bucs do. But, we'll see what happens kind of going forward.
What did you think about Jalen Ramsey finally getting what he wanted, and that's a trip to L.A.? They gave up a lot, 2 first rounds and a fourth round.
Yeah, I mean, the draft pick compensation is astounding.
Yeah.
I knew it would take 2 firsts. I didn't know it was going to be L.A., but I knew it would take 2 firsts. And I think that, it's basically the same thing that the Texans gave up for Laremy Tunsil. So that does make some sense, the actual price. But, oh, my God, it's a lot. Yeah. I'm very happy that it's done, because when you're tracking the same story for a month and a half, at some point you want to just claw your eyes out. So I'm glad that it's over. I'm happy for Jalen Ramsey that he got what he wants. I'm happy for the Jaguars if they got a ridiculous draft haul. And I think for the Rams, if he comes in and makes their defense that much better, makes their team that much better, then they clearly don't value first-round draft picks like everyone else. They clearly don't. So philosophically, this is something where they just don't align with everyone else in the NFL. Not that it's wrong, it's just extremely different.
Well, and that's not the only trade we've already seen, and we're still a couple of weeks out from the trade deadline. I saw one national NFL insider-type person who had said they thought this would be maybe the busiest trade deadline that we'd seen in years, if not ever.
I mean, I don't know how much busier it could be than yesterday, but, I was supposed to be a nice casual Tuesday. I was in, actually leaving now in Fort Lauderdale for the, fall owners meetings. Usually I'm off on Tuesdays. I'm glad I was not off yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know how you're ever off. Like, how do you do anything vacation-wise, family trips? I mean,
not every day is like yesterday, but I was thinking that if that was a Tuesday that I was off, I would have been mad. Because you don't want to miss that stuff, but, yeah, I mean, I do think it's going to be a busy trade deadline. And it's been fun kind of in the NFL now, because you have, a situation where you have young GMs, they're familiar with each other, they know each other, they're willing to deal, and no one is scared about talking trade because, names get out there and they're okay with that. So the trade situation has accelerated greatly. I mean, more than I ever imagined, which on one hand is crazy and fun. On the other hand, it's terrifying because the trade could happen at any time.
Ian Rappaport with us, NFL Network, at Rap Sheet on Twitter. Is this the year that Jerry Jones moves on from Jason Garrett?
I would say possibly.
Yeah.
I need to know how the season plays out first. I mean, it's definitely on the table. Moving on from him is definitely something that they'll consider. I just, you don't know how the season is going to turn out. They could go, 11-5. And, go deep in the playoffs and we'll all be laughing about this. Could be just a blip in the radar. I don't know what kind of a team they're going to end up being. And I think before we make a decision, that's what we need to know. But look, it's very clear this is a big year for the Cowboys and for Jason Garrett. It wouldn't even be a firing because he's not under contract yet. So I think that would probably make it different from most situations.
You mentioned the NFL fall meetings. How much talk is there about officiating? Because I'm sure these guys would rather their players and their teams be the focus, not how many calls were blown in a game.
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants what's happened, but you know, a lot of – I mean, Roger Goodell had a press conference earlier today, and I would say that most of it was about officiating, which is fine. I'd rather talk about it and try to fix it than, like, avoid it, but – you know, it's not like that game Monday night was really an awesome game. I thought the Lions are going to be really good. I think they kind of got screwed a little bit. And it would be nice if we all talked about what a great game it was. Sure. Instead, it was like hands to the face calls and roughing calls and all that. And, you know, but I would say two things kind of give me a little hope. One is that the league is very aware of its officiating issue. And two, the NFL told the Lions that it was not the right call. At least some sort of kind of accountability and acknowledgement that things are not great there.
Do you think that ultimately we do get the 17-game season?
I mean, it really looks like that's the way it's headed.
Yeah.
And I sort of thought it, but I wasn't so sure about it until today. I mean, when Roger Goodell stands up there from the podium and says, it's a real possibility, man, it is a real possibility, you know? It's something, and I think with, you know, like anything else, players might not be all for it, but, you know, money-wise, if it makes sense, then I think everyone's for it. You know, you can pay for anything you want. You can make it worth their while by making it monetarily worth their while. So, yeah, I think it's much, much more in the picture than I ever realized, and that was hammered home very clearly today.
Ian, great stuff as always, man. We know you're busy, and appreciate you taking the time to check in. Lots of stuff always going on in this league. It never stops.
Art Rooney on the podcast, too. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, good podcast this week. Thank you guys for having me, and I'm going to go jump on my flight now, and hopefully no news breaks while I'm on it.
Amen. Thank you. Thanks so much for the time. Okay, Rap Sheet on Twitter.
Ian Rappaport on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Lance Drury Law. In trouble with the IRS? You need an experienced tax attorney fighting for you. Visit LanceDruryLaw.com.
Make sure to check out that Rap Sheet and Friends podcast as well. Always great guests with Ian Rappaport.